Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back with another video. Today, as you could see in the title, we are going to be talking about the new proposed stimulus bill by Mitch McConnell and the GOP, and more specifically what that means for you, what that means for all Americans. So as some of you may have seen in headlines, Mitch McConnell has proposed a new stimulus bill. I don't know if you really want to call it that because there's not much in the way of stimulus there, which we will get into more later. However, negotiations have not gone well for the GOP. Democrats basically shot it down right off the bat, which really at this point is to be expected. It seems like both parties are just posturing against each other in any way possible. Doesn't really matter to them. They care less about helping Americans than they do about making each other look bad. And that's unfortunately the situation that we're in. But I want to talk about the bill itself proposed by Mitch McConnell, really to get a look at the priorities of the GOP, of this current administration, and what they're trying to accomplish by passing through a bill so late into the process. At this point, it's a question what any of this would do anyway, unless they want to give some serious help to Americans that actually need the help. So what we're looking at here, the bill would actually cut unemployment benefits in half. As you know, during the pandemic, the U.S. was giving out $600 weekly for unemployment benefits, which in this bill would get cut in half to $300. So that benefit has expired for over 30 million unemployed workers in the U.S. That was all the way back on July 31st, and they've just been doing without that unemployment benefit this entire time, trying to make do with whatever their state can scrounge together, which at this point is pretty tough because they are on the verge of bankruptcy at this point. The way that COVID-19 has stretched the budgets of our states has been terrible, and they definitely need some more help. On that front, this bill provides no help for you, your family, your city, or your state. Quote, it does not include any new money for cities and states or new stimulus checks for individual Americans. I should add, these quotes that I am saying are excerpts from an article I found on the Washington Post written by Erica Werner. I will link that below if you want to read the full article. Something else I wanted to focus on here is, okay, so this new stimulus bill, we'll keep calling it that, it doesn't give Americans unemployment benefits. It cuts them in half, actually. It doesn't provide more funding for cities and states. It doesn't provide more funding for Americans who don't have money to pay for rent and food. So what does the bill actually do? Well, okay, so after 6 months of devastation for American workers, Mitch McConnell believes businesses should be able to escape any liability for the safety of their employees. Quote, it would also create a type of liability shield for businesses to protect them from certain lawsuits related to coronavirus. So after 6 months of pandemic-related and economic devastation for Americans, Mitch McConnell thinks that hordes of starving Americans are going to start suing corporations? Really? People who can't afford rent and can't afford food are going to go sue gigantic multinational corporations over liability? Really? So they're going to go pay a lawyer before they pay for rent. They're going to go carry out a lawsuit which incurs incredible expenses, especially in the United States of America, instead of putting food on the table for them and their family? No, this is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. And the fact that we are 6 months into this crisis and Mitch McConnell, the Senate majority leader, the guy who decides whether we do or do not vote on proposed bills, he comes out and thinks that the highest priority right now is to protect corporations from lawsuits coming from the hungry and the homeless? Are you serious? Our country is absolutely effed. That's really the only way to put it. when our Senate Majority Leader, who controls what our Senate can and cannot vote on, thinks that the highest priority right now is protecting businesses from COVID-19 liability. Let's just take a quick look at where the country is right now after 6 months of this absolute crisis, this catastrophe that has hit all Americans through no fault of their own. So a recap of where we are. We are at 192,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the United States of America. The actual unemployment rate, this is the U6 as of July, is 16.5%. That is still as high as the Great Recession. 30 to 40 million Americans are at risk of eviction, according to Aspen Institute Financial Security Program. U.S. police have killed 781 people in 2020. This is according to mappingpoliceviolence.org, because as some of you may have learned, we don't have a national database on police shootings and killings by police, so we have to track that ourselves. So go check out mappingpoliceviolence.org if you want to learn some more information. As of June 8th, the U.S. has arrested over 10,000 protesters, despite a nonprofit study analyzing more than 10,000 demonstrations in the U.S. this summer determined that nearly 95% involved peaceful protests, meaning about 5% included demonstrators engaging in violence. The vast majority of those protests were Black Lives Matter protests, 93% of which involved nonviolent demonstrations. This is a study by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project from the U.S. Crisis Monitor. So this is the setting in which Mitch McConnell, don't know how I got that one wrong, probably got Mike Conley on the brain from this recent Jazz exit from the playoffs, but this is the setting in which Mitch McConnell wants to waste time on a bill protecting corporations from non-existent lawsuits. You starve, you get evicted, while Mitch McConnell tries to protect corporations from lawsuits that aren't coming. This is ridiculous. This is an abdication of duty. You are the Senate Majority Leader, and what you want to vote on is liability for corporations who are supposedly going to get sued by the hungry, the homeless, the sick, the poor? Are you serious? This is the biggest joke I have ever seen for what should be a proposed stimulus bill. Other countries, for the entire duration of this crisis, have been giving their people the help that they need. Other countries actually understand that the consumer is the driver of their economy. In the United States, consumer spending is 70% of our economy. So what's our plan for handling a pandemic and an economic crisis? Let the consumer go without any money? Let the driving force behind our economy stall? The number one way to keep this economy going is to keep consumer spending going. The way that you do that is you give the consumer some liquidity too. You've already bailed out the corporations. You've already given gigantic loans to these companies. You've already given big bailouts to airlines. Who even told you they don't need those bailouts? And yet here the American people are starving, getting evicted, having their savings be absolutely obliterated. And you don't want to give them money to go spend in the economy to keep the economy going long enough that we can get through this crisis and actually have an economy at the end of this? No, instead, you want to protect corporations from sick, hungry, homeless, working class people who even in the best of economic times couldn't afford a lawsuit against a corporation. Wake up. Wake up. I'm not saying that to Mitch McConnell. I'm saying that to you watching this. You, the person who thinks you're a Republican or thinks you're a right winger or thinks you're on the side of Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell. They're not on your side. They're on the side of the elites. They want more money for the elites. They want to continue to bail out the elites. They want to continue this terrible system of corporate socialism where all we do is drain money from the Fed into gigantic corporations, Wall Street funds, and all the rest. This is what's happening in your country. Wake up. This is why you cannot support these politicians. This is why you need to pay attention to all of your local elections. Because in Kentucky, if people were paying attention to their local elections, they had a chance to get rid of Mitch McConnell in this primary. Unfortunately, they didn't get out and support Charles Booker. You need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to hold your local representatives accountable and vote them out of office if they continue to not represent your needs. This is vital. This is absolutely vital. So what I ask you is not to take everything that I say at face value. If you want to go research everything that I've said here on your own to confirm it for yourself, please do. I think we need more of that in this country. But what we also need is people willing to ask themselves the hard questions and being willing to change their mind when they are shown that they are wrong. That's what we need right now. Open your eyes up. Do some research of your own and decide for yourself what you believe the truth is and who you think is actually fighting for you. So all that said, I appreciate you tuning into the video. As always, if you want to help this channel grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So that all out the way, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day. Peace.